Welcome back to Mic Checks. Seeing that you guys do like these and like that they are broken out into its own show. You know. So,
damn, so, FIFO, turn your phone off, man.
Ain't no FIFO right here.
So let's jump into it. We got two questions. I think these could be relatively quick, but they're semi-related. We're going to start with Ant. Who asked, my big booty girlfriend and I are moving in together in a rental home at the end of this year.
Why you describe her like that?
Yeah.
She got to be real thick.
Big
boy,
booty, my big booty girlfriend
like that. Well, she got
to
be thick.
Do we ever have any follow-ups to the
There is a follow-up.
I like to know how other dudes.
I'll read that.
All right, so it's big booty girlfriend's moving in.
Uh-huh. We are currently saving our finances for a future home and a wedding. Mm. In what order did you, one, get a home and two, get married? Having done these both already, what advice do you have for someone going into this situation?
Well, he's done it already?
Yeah.
Well, he's saying
no,
somebody.
For those of us that have.
So he's asking, should he get married or buy a house first?
Yeah.
He's saving
the
toilet paper.
Sound like
that wasn't on mic. That was good, though.
I mean, you would technically want to get married first before you move in together.
Before you buy a house, not move in, right?
Oh, yeah, before you buy a house together.
Because I don't think I'd marry somebody I hadn't lived with.
Yeah, I feel you on that. Yeah. I feel you on that. I mean, well, it depends. Like, if y'all spend a lot of time together, true. I mean, that's one thing. I mean, you know, y'all probably stay with each other
here and there. 3-4 days out the week, yes.
I mean, because that's kind of like what I did.
Yeah, that's what you're trying to do. Like, yeah, just crash around a couple times out the week.
Yeah, that's what me and... Yeah. My wife did.
Mm-hmm. And you could kind of feel then, like, if you could deal with that person or not.
Uh-huh. But I would say, like where I said, you want a marriage first,
mm-hmm.
realistically. Yes. So what if something happened and both of y'all name on the deed for the house?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Mm-hmm. It's going to get ugly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So now you definitely want to make sure there's somebody you married to. If you do it the other way, I don't think it's a right and wrong way, because you can add somebody to the deed regardless. I mean, you know, you don't have to be, I don't think you have to be married to them.
No, you don't have to be married to the deed.
So, yeah, you can, you know, but yeah.
Yeah, I would go marriage.
I would go marriage first, then house.
Yeah, marriage first.
I wouldn't spend an extravagant amount on a wedding either. I put that towards the house.
That's
super facts.
That's why we didn't want to have nothing super super crazy.
That's super facts.
We had a simple venue.
Yeah, I kind of think a big wedding is a waste of money unless you're rich.
Right. We was like, we're not doing that.
Yeah, because people stress themselves out about weddings.
They do, man. It's unnecessary.
Yeah.
It's so unnecessary.
I wonder if the conversations around those are changing. You know, about big weddings and weddings and stuff like that, but
Jaylen,
although like my people. Wedding it was fun, like I will say it was a big wedding, but it felt good, you know what I'm saying? Like it wasn't like we weren't trying to impress anybody. It was just like we were just trying to accommodate everybody, and it just felt good. But I don't recommend it. I mean, we could have did something like we went to the house afterwards, remember? We went to my aunt's house and that was fun, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, man. So, you don't have to spend a lot of money on a wedding.
Jaylen, are big weddings a thing amongst the younger generation?
Yeah, niggas are going in debt for weddings.
Really?
Yeah, it's a thing.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's a divide. I mean, because you got people who really want weddings, want big weddings. Mm-hmm. Then you got people who don't really want to get married. That's a big thing now, too. And you also have people who do destination weddings. So, it's more of just like what you prefer. It's,
got it.
Yeah, it's all over the place.
It's really just a big party, yo. You know, just throwing a party, basically. Mm-hmm. Expensive ass party.
If I was going to spend it extravagant, it would be a small destination. That's what I would.
Let's do that for the honeymoon. I think destination weddings are fucked up.
Because you're
expecting all your friends to be able to afford
you're
to
not expecting them. That's why you do
that's
it.
That's the point.
That's why people do it.
Yeah.
I ain't know that either.
My best friend did it, or one of my best friends did it, and they didn't have the mentality of whoever Jaylen's about to yell at me about. He wanted pause your yelling for just one second.
He expected y'all to do
it. Of course. And he originally told, because it was in Hawaii.
Oh no.
And crazy. I was like, I was so excited. And I was like, how much are tickets? Oh, and he was like, they're like $300. I was like, sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Them shits were almost $2,000.
Yeah.
So I couldn't go.
And Hawaii's expensive.
Hawaii's expensive as Hawaii. But he didn't tell us any of that. So I mean, there are people that do want to do that because, you know, it's fun and they do expect their friends can afford it. But now we'll go to the negative people that Jaylen hangs around with. Who you got?
No, nothing. I don't have nobody. I'm just saying. Oh,
you? I'm saying. Well, I thought you had some back.
No, like, I'm saying. I'm that person too, though. It's like, yo, when I do decide to get married, I'm not gonna spend a whole bunch of money on a building. Like, yeah, for a day, a couple of hours, we can go somewhere, and then when we want to celebrate 5, 10 years or whatever, we can go back to that place and have a grand old time. But that's not the expectation that everybody has to come. I'm gonna send the invite, but you're not expected to be there.
When somebody here doing that? Gonna get married somewhere?
Here, who? What do you mean?
Among our.
Sophie said it before too.
Sophie was gonna do a destination wedding.
Yeah,
it's Sophie though.
Sophie married?
No.
So she would.
Oh, God.
It was something popped up and somebody was doing something in like in another country or something.
It would probably be Sophie. You know, anybody like that. Here that sounds like a Sophie thing?
Yeah.
I was like, I ain't going.
Me either. I wouldn't do that to my even if I thought they could afford it. I wouldn't do that to my friends.
But what Jalen's point though, I have heard people say that they do destination weddings to
weed out
the people that can't come.
Well, that's even more fucked up.
Yeah,
I'm like, just don't invite me, asshole.
Too. I've heard that before.
Yeah.
Really?
That's fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Like, we're doing the destination because we wanted it.
Yeah. Yeah, but I've heard
Well, that's stupid
too.
On you.
You just don't invite them.
Right. Just don't invite them and save the money.
People get offended, right?
Yeah, exactly. You so they like, the well, we'll just have a destination and whoever can't make it,
then it's on them.
Yeah, it's on them. Not us.
That's whack.
I've heard that before.
People do that. That's what I've always heard about destination.
Yeah, me too.
I didn't want people to come.
I didn't want certain people, you know.
I wouldn't be friends with nobody like that.
Yeah, we just didn't invite because, like, do you want? Nope. You do not want them at the wedding. Right. Trust me.
Oh, you getting married? Oh, crazy.
Yep, I am. You can't come. Though? Like, did you get people
not,
like,
not,
I
ain't getting not from them. Okay. Yeah, trust me.
I thought I covered just about everybody, but I realized I didn't cover everybody. And I did. Later, they was like, dang, why you invite me to the wedding? And I was like, oh, shit, I ain't talked to you in 5, 10 years.
Bruh. I got the same, man. Oh, like, really? Oh my God. Right. Yes. I'm like, nigga, I haven't talked to you since freshman year of high school. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like, Khan hit you up.
Who?
Khan, do you work here?
Jay Burrito's emailing you. Nah.
Hey, That's weird.
Mike, it's easy to say that until your mama be like, well, you know, such and such, such and such.
I know.
You know, they used to wipe your ass when you were 3 years old. You be like, I ain't talking to them since they wiped my ass. And then your mama's giving you, now you got to invite them, and she come back with another person. It ends up happening.
I already know. I've already told her, if there's ever a wedding day, keep your fucking mouth shut. I didn't say fucking, but I was like, keep that shit to yourself. Because I'm not, my mom has 10 brothers and sisters.
Oh, dang.
And they all got hella kids. Yep. I'm not inviting these motherfuckers.
You probably haven't talked to them since.
I ain't seen them since I was 10.
That's what I'm saying.
But I'm not going to go pay for a destination wedding just to not invite them.
No.
I'm just going to be like, bro, you're not invited.
Yeah. No, I get what you're saying on that point. Like, but I'm still saying, like, that's going to happen regardless. Yeah. Like, such and such is going to be like, well, you know, they feel some way you ain't invite them.
Hey, they can feel two ways. I get it. No, I know. My family will be upset, but they will be okay.
And then people also do it for two birds, one stone. It's like honeymoon/
that would make sense.
And like you said, it gives you a place. Well, who said it gives you a place to go back to for future like anniversaries and stuff like that?
Yeah, if I got a wedding invitation for somebody I ain't talked to in 2+ years.
Yeah, I'm not going.
I'm not. I'm like, why did you? They send me a wedding invitation. That's why I'm like, oh, no. Yes. Like, no. Like,
even if I semi-talk to you every now and again, I'm not, no. I mean, I fuck with Jay Burritos. That's the homie. But if he was like, hey, I'm getting married, here's an invitation, I'd be like, that's weird. Why are you inviting me? Yeah. That's not a slight to him. It's just like, we don't talk like that. Yeah. Why?
Yeah, we don't have the type of relationship. Yeah, that would be weird.
I remember, I don't know, what's his name?
Damn.
But he's passed away. It's somebody you used to work with.
Oh, that we used to work with?
Mm-hmm. No. He invited me. Yeah, I was
why?
Just like, I don't know. Maybe because I was just nice to him.
You shouldn't have been too nice
to
him.
Some people do that for the gifts.
I mean, I don't know. It was weird. I was just not weird, but I was like, that's weird. That's interesting.
Well,
that's interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
That's hella weird.
So,
did you get invited?
Hell no.
Really?
He knew I didn't like him.
Oh.
I didn't fuck with him.
He brought us in where you at now. I'm like, yep.
Yep.
You know who we talking about?
I heard.
You hit, y'all think you heard it? Yeah. Okay,
But yeah, I would say definitely. Yeah, I think everybody kind of gave you the correct advice: get married first, then get a home.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't, because you just never know. They might do you like Love Is Blind, bro. You get up there and
damn,
like,
who the fuck?
Now I love you.
You seen the movie? Yeah, Tubi got the movie
for Love Is Blind.
Yes, sir. Mm. It's
No, that's something else.
Oh, that wasn't it in the text. Love, I saw Nate posted it on Twitter.
That's what I thought.
Love Is Blind?
Yeah.
No, not Reese Tisa.
Reese Tisa. That's
yeah, yeah, yeah. I knew that one, but I was talking about Love Is Blind.
You're talking about that show. Yeah.
Yeah, but all right. So the second question.
Although, real quick, I did buy my first house with a girlfriend.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. But that didn't work out.
Yep.
And we was in a whole type of situation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's when I ended up moving in with B for a while. So yeah, that's a if you do it before you get married,
it can be a whole different situation. It can be ugly.
You know what? I think I will, because y'all actually gave some pretty good responses to that. So I think I'm gonna just read the follow up. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you had two at first.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, but I think I'm gonna just read the follow up. And we'll just close it there. Mm-hmm. All right, so in closing, I mentioned earlier that we had a follow-up to our last mic check. Cheeks or checks is what I called it. Shout out to Nick. So first of all, shout out to CG who left the comment. I think I like this format better for past mic segments. I didn't expect bonus content today. So again, if you are not a member, it's themicsalon.com. Go to patreon.com/isthemicsalon. All right, so Jose responded. It's 3 paragraphs, so feel free to respond to anything you guys hear.
Just real quick, dude, what was this about?
Taking a job.
Yeah.
Yep. Taking the job.
Yep. Yeah.
So should he stay with the girl to take the job?
Oh, got it.
Yeah. So to answer y'all's questions, I'm 30 years old. She's 25.
Okay.
I worked in the restaurant industry from 17, got my associates in culinary arts, but got burned out during COVID. How many dents you got in your hat, bro?
Not enough, because it's a predator.
I recently did a career change and am focusing on my undergrad and soon my graduate program in logistics supply chain. Hmm. Oh, that's a good one. Both of which my employer is paying for. Oh, so you're a slave to the master for like 5 years. I didn't pay for that. But hey, free college. I can always go back to California, and it's not like my career stuff will be put on hold. It's just taking longer to get where I want. She is definitely someone who is comfortable in California. That's where both of our families are, and it's just what we know. Her teaching career would be more simple where she's currently at. It's a smaller town, and her family is well-known and connected to the schools so it's easier to achieve what she wants to achieve. Mm. Leveraging, you know. Mm, I got you. Yep. Florida schools are also sucking comparison. I don't know what kind of good she'll be allowed to do over here. That's a good point. This was almost a year ago, but I'm happy to say we're still going strong.
Hey.
Rod is right. Love is much more than intimacy, and that's why I was conflicted. I've never had someone so supportive of me and my goals, and I was just hesitant. Oh, I wanted not working out with someone as wonderful as her. The biggest selling point for me to move out here to the East Coast was the opportunities to travel, explore, and experience a whole different side of the country. The money itself wasn't too far behind. Thank y'all for responding. Good news is life has a way of figuring itself out, and I may end up moving back to California before the end of summer if everything works out. If it doesn't, my girl and I learned a lot and grew a lot being apart, and I have all the faith in the world that we'll survive whatever career moves either of us make.
Follow.
How about that?
Face your about your ass home. Love wins. Nice.
Mm-hmm. Tubi should make a movie.
Yep. We should make that a movie. It's the Mice Still on Short.
Right.
Short films. But that's dope. But yeah, you're right about Florida, bro. They got some other stuff going on. But
the school system.
Yeah. But I saw a headline that said that the residents in Florida getting tired of that shit. The culture wars and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, all right, man, this enough's enough. They were upset at DeSantis. Mm-hmm. So they're like, man, you need to cut this shit out, bro.
Yeah. Anybody so, I talk to when I go to Florida, yeah, they ain't, yeah. They talk like we do. People from other states, they're like, yeah, we ain't shit. Like, and we trying to do shit, something about it.
Yeah, so. Yeah, so he's definitely exhausted them over the last couple of years trying to play the Trump political game to, you know, gain political power. But anyway, so yeah, that's good. Yeah, feel free to send over follow-ups, man. We definitely would like to read those. That was good. We're glad everything worked out for you, and we hope this situation works out for you as well.
Yeah, I figured it would.
It's gonna work out.
So we're gonna leave it there, man. We'll catch you guys next time. We out. Peace.